So I'm not going to embarrass you.
Why? What is it?
Well, during this, I remembered about your rapping days.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. The Christina Gallagher experience. That was good. I can't believe we remembered that.
This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Welcome to the Dreamers Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Pardo, and today I am interviewing Christina Gallagher, who is living her dream by being a musician. Welcome to the show, Christina.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for coming in the studio today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Let's start by giving some background about yourself.
All right. My name's Christina Gallagher. I've been playing bass for over 10 years now, since I was 17, and I'm 28 now. I've played in a few bands in the past. My first band, whose name was Uncle Jesse, and I actually played with my two older sisters, Kelly and Sherry. Sherry played drums, and Kelly was on guitar. And we had our two best friends in the band, and we kind of, you know, took it from there and played for a couple years together. And then our lives kind of hit a crossroads, and we kind of split up. But since then, I've been, you know, floating around in other bands and having a good time.
Well, it is all about having a good time. I mean, if you didn't have a good time, you probably wouldn't want
to
do it.
Yes.
So what does being a musician mean to you?
Basically all about like feeling and emotion that comes from it. When I, you know, I work full time as, you know, my cool, awesome day job. But I always, always, always look forward to playing at the end of the day, playing my bass and just getting some frustrations out on it too sometimes. But it's always about emotion, what it feels, you know. It's like the emotion that comes from it. It's just like a good feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I love music myself, and with DJing and getting to just play records that I love. I mean, but you're actually making the music live as it happens.
Right, yeah.
So what would you say inspires you?
I guess like what inspires me is just, you know, getting better every day, just continuously practicing and making each song as clean as possible and just getting things done and having the whole band as a whole, just getting everything nice and clean, getting tight, getting ready, ready to go for each gig that we have, just getting out there and playing and having a great time doing it.
So how did your dream of being a female bassist, which there probably aren't many, I mean, you could probably count on like two hands.
Right,
the ones that actually are known to be in existence.
Yeah.
How did all that come about for you?
I started on guitar, and I just didn't, not that I didn't like it, it just didn't feel right to me, it didn't fit. But one day I was actually with my sister Sherry and my aunt and my uncle, and we took a trip to a Guitar Center. I looked at the basses and I picked one up and I just loved it. It clicked. And it's really funny, my uncle let me borrow his old Hohner bass, and I borrowed that for a good year, and after about a year, I went and I bought my first bass, and it's the same bass that I play to this day, and this was about 10 years ago, so I still play the same Ibanez to this day, and it's just been great.
So how was your dream of being a bassist received by your family?
They love it. They love that I'm into music. My whole father's side of the family is really into music, and especially when we first started, all three of us girls, my sisters, we were all together in it, in the band together, so they really liked that we were spending all this time together and getting closer over music and stuff. But like it's like received, like that I'm something I'd stuck with. My parents are proud that I stuck with something, so overall it's been received fairly well through my family and my friends and stuff.
So what steps did you take to get started with bass? Like once you got picked it up and you just ran with it?
Yeah, basically I was already familiar with music. I did marching band and drumline in high school, so I knew about rhythm and tempo and everything. So when I started playing to like the songs on the radio. I started off with a lot of Blink-182 songs, learning those bass lines, easy stuff, just getting a good feel for the instrument. And then from there, I just started challenging myself with harder songs, like more stuff like Tool and Led Zeppelin and a bunch of, you know, old classic rock songs that have like good bass lines. I just started challenging myself with that and just, you know, ran with it.
So what roadblocks have you hit along the way, and how did you overcome them?
A lot of the roadblocks that I've had were personal stuff, like going to school full-time, going to college, trying to get the grades I need, and also playing as well. But also there were roadblocks like within the bands that I played with, mainly with people, you know, quitting or dropping out last minute, just trying to keep, you know, a steady lineup together so that we can, you know, move forward, move up and stuff. So those are pretty much the roadblocks.
Well, I mean, before the show, you mentioned like you had some things like where you weren't making a lot of money, and then you had like certain people that would take more money than others and leave everybody else with nothing.
Right, exactly. The money issue is, it does, you know, create a lot of conflicts. Because some gigs you'll make a good amount of money, and some gigs you won't make anything. And it's, you know, and you sometimes don't even know until you get there about how much you're going to get, what you're going to get out of it, which is like, you got to love it. You got to love what you do, because sometimes you don't get anything out of it, any pay-wise.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't love it, it's not something you should be doing then, I would think.
Yeah, my theory is if you don't love it, don't do it. And once you stop loving it, that's when you need to stop doing it.
So how have you handled the really late nights where you would, because you still have a normal job to go with it, don't you?
Right. Yes. Yeah. I work full time. And then the late nights, they can be rough getting done, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And then you still got to drive, you know, half hour home after, you know, packing up for an hour. So you're really not getting home until like 4:35 in the morning. I handle them fairly well as long as I don't have work the next day. But yeah, I try to compensate by, like, you know, staying in areas that are close to where we're playing at, mainly for playing at the Jersey Bar. I'll stay at my parents' house. That way I don't have to drive, because I, you know, get worried about other drivers out there on the roads. So you got to be very, very careful.
What kind of challenges have you run into with getting booked?
Mainly it's with the bar owners who only want to book bands that are under management. And that is one of the biggest challenges, is to get management. It's to prove to these management companies that you're a good band, you can bring a good following. That's the first hurdle to getting into some bars. And then once you get onto these management companies, you got to, you know, impress the bar owners and really make sure that you have a nice following, you know, of people that you can pack that bar. You can make sure everyone's having fun, having a good time. It's pretty much about getting management and so just so you can keep booking and playing and making money and having fun at the same time trying to.
I mean, that's got to be really challenging, because you're dealing with getting a following, and the best way to get a following is to be in bars where the people are, and you can't be in the bars unless you have a following with management.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't have management unless you got a following. So
right, exactly.
It's got to be very challenging. And I don't know if you mentioned earlier, but it's cover bands that you've played in mostly, right?
Yes, all cover bands I've played in, yeah. Yeah, it's hard because it's a lot of social networking and just getting your name out there and getting people out to the bars that you can actually get in with management. So without management, just trying to build a following in a certain area and then spreading from there and just getting as many people to listen to you and come out and, you know, bring their friends and everything. That way we can just pack the bar. And
I know from experience in the DJ world, it's hard to get people to come out to any event, especially on a consistent basis. So could you share a favorite memory?
I would say my favorite memory would be the first time I ever played as a full band with my first band with my sisters. It was actually a 4th of July party in my garage, and we were this awesome garage band, and I think it was like one song that I've been having trouble with for forever, and I nailed it that night. And even though it was just in front of my friends and my family, it was like a good time. We had a really great time, and it was just a really, it's one experience that'll stand out forever. Just being, you know, around my friends and family and nailing certain parts that I got, like that I was having trouble with, and being the first time like in front of a crowd of people, you know, playing something that they weren't very familiar with. So,
is there any parts of your dream that haven't quite worked out yet?
Yeah, I would say getting on a management company is probably the biggest dream that hasn't, you know, come true yet, but we're getting there. We're working on it. We're getting close to it, closer and closer each gig that we get, and we are bringing out more and more people. And these management companies are taking notice of it. And so once we get onto that, that'll be my biggest dream.
And what do your dreams for the future look like?
Hopefully, if everything plans out, you know, goes as planned, we do get onto, you know, these companies, and we can, you know, go out and I can make a living off of doing something I love, and which is, you know, playing music and being around my friends and my family, and just being able to play music for a living would be, you know, my ultimate dream.
Yeah, I mean, I think for most musicians that would be doing it for free or for paid, that's, you know, generally what they would want, is to live the dream of
right.
getting paid and making it all happen as a full-time job.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to embarrass you.
Why? What is it?
Well, during this, I remembered about your rapping days.
Oh, yes, yeah. The Christina Gallagher experience. That was good. I can't believe we remembered that.
Yeah, I just remembered it like 5-10 minutes ago.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't have to embarrass you with it unless you want to talk about it.
I'll talk about it, sure.
All right. So, you know what? Just go.
Okay. Well, I had my own rap group, which was one person, which is me, and it was called the Christina Gallagher Experience. It didn't take off the way I wanted it to, but it was a good time. It was fun. It was just me in my room with a little computer and making awesome raps about anything. I don't remember, but.
I don't remember particularly either, but I do recall you doing it.
Yeah. I think the MySpace is still somewhere.
Probably. They're not looking to get rid of any pages.
No.
They need every page they can get. So is there any last thoughts you'd like to share?
Basically that even though I play in a cover band, I do love music, and I do, you know, don't want to seem like a lot of original bands do not like cover bands because I think we're selling out or, you know, whatever, but it's just a fun time. And it's just like, we get to go out and help people enjoy their night out. They can drink and dance to Summer of 69 and American Girl all night or whatever song we're playing. And, yeah. And it's just kind of like, I have fun doing it, and I have a really, really great time, and I enjoy it. It's one of my favorite things to look forward to.
Well, if it wasn't you, it would just be some DJ playing the same exact songs anyway.
Exactly.
But there's a little more chemistry with the live performance, whether it's a DJ that's actually performing live and mixing mm-hmm. live on turntables or a band like what you're a part of.
Right.
There's a live aspect that pushing play on a CD player or an iPod or a computer is not going to give that kind of feedback to the audience that they're giving to the music.
Exactly. Nothing compares to seeing something or hearing music live, whether it is through the DJ or a good live band there. Nothing really compares to it.
So do you have any websites, Facebook pages, Twitters that you'd like to share?
We do. We have Facebook/Up All Night. That's the name of the band, Up All Night. And we just started the Up All Night Instagram. Yeah, our Instagram is upallnight_south_jersey. So you can look that up. And we got all tons of cool pictures on there and everything. So,
oh, very cool. And I'll have them in the show notes so people can find them.
Awesome. Thank you.
And I would love to have you come back on the show in 6 months, a year, and we'll check in and see
how you're doing. Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, Christina. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.